What is socialism? And why are we seeing its rise in popularity here at home in the U.S. and abroad? Is America the last beacon of liberty and freedom for all? Is there a Marxist cabal pushing the world towards communism and a one-world government? Today's guest will explain right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Skywatch Television Studios. I'm Joe Horn, and we're in studio today with an explosive panel of guests, not to the least of which is our special guest. I'm going to introduce him right now. He's an expert on national security and foreign affairs whose services include working on multinational programs for the Department of the Army at the Pentagon, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Hey, Joe.
Always so good to have you in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed last week's program, make sure you go back to the archives and check it out. It was an explosive program on Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis's new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. And what a book for the hour. It's the field guide I think everybody needs in their hands right now for the discussion that's happening all across the United States on things like Marxism, socialism. This is not something in my lifetime I ever thought that we would be taking seriously here in the United States as a possible discussion for an outcome that looks like it's trending now by the people running the puppet strings behind the smokescreen. For the viewers that missed last week, we talked a lot about Marxism. Let's talk about socialism. And why, in your worldview, do you think we're seeing a rise in popularity of this worldview? And how does it fit? How does socialism square with Christianity?
Well, socialism and Christianity are very different. The Bible's very clear about the God allows us to own property. A socialist will not. We are given different talents, different capabilities. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's supposed to be erased and done for the good of only one class of people, the proletariat, under a Marxist idea about socialism. So the government owns all the property. The government owns all the means of production. And that's truly what socialism is all about. You know, capitalism, you know, it's not a perfect system, as Winston Churchill said long ago, but it's the best that we have. And socialism, of course, as Miss Thatcher said, basically takes from those that have and gives it to those that don't, and everybody ends up worse as a result. So that sort of encapsulates, you know, what we're talking about here. Socialism, of course, is a byproduct, I would argue, of progressivism, and then the end state is communism.
Right.
And that's how we've seen the metamorphosis of countries like Venezuela, East Bloc countries, even the Soviet Union after the revolution of 1917, and also the Cultural Revolution that came to China in 1968 and really transformed that nation into a radical communist regime.
You know, you mentioned the Cultural Revolution that came to China before the Soviet Union with Karl Marx, which we've also been talking about. And they all seem to follow a particular kind of pattern that seems eerily reminiscent today of the woke and cancel culture.
Right.
College-age kids under Mao, right, who were in their day, they were the critical race theorists or whatever you want to call them. And if you didn't agree with their point of view, then you were going to be persecuted sometimes to the point of death. Literally millions of people died under that Cultural Revolution that promised everything that you're hearing being promised to everybody today. You're not going to have to worry about nothing. Big Brother's going to come in. We're going to take care of all your needs. It's all going to be free. Where those resources come from, don't worry your pretty little head about. You're going to get free education. You're going to get free food. You're going to get whatever. You're all going to have a guaranteed basic income. Now, it may not amount to anything whatsoever, but you'll have your little hut or your tent or something you can stay in,
your
and we'll bring you your bowl of gruel and rice. And that's exactly what is happening, isn't it, right now? Isn't that exactly what we're seeing? I mean, those who cannot remember the mistakes of the past are doomed to repeat them, right?
Well, absolutely, Tom. You know, the division, of course, is a Marxian idea. They want a way of dividing us. Race is a useful aspect of that. Certainly Marx and Engels in the Communist Manifesto in Das Kapital, and then Lenin picks up in the revolution. We saw this also, you know, the beginning of communism was really in the French Revolution and Robespierre and so forth. So they use these social tools, such as political correctness, to define language. This word means this, No, it doesn't. Well, yes, it does. Uh-huh. And they use these as tools to manipulate mm-hmm. the entire culture. And they get the culture to go in the direction that they want. Now, during the Cultural Revolution, Mao reinforced his will by killing 40 million people.
Right.
Now, it's interesting. My concern, and I've been saying this for years, is that there's going to be a growing intolerance of Christians, true yes. Christians yeah. in this country.
Absolutely.
They will eventually, if they continue this path that they're going, they will eventually come after those of us that are truth speakers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They can't tolerate us in a culture. And I think that when a truth speaker stands up in a college campus, not only are they mobbed and ridiculed, mm-hmm. but in some cases violently attacked.
Yeah.
Right. And so, because truth has to be redefined by the left, by the Marxists.
Yeah.
If they don't redefine, you know, the truth, then, you know, they won't be successful.
And the canceling of both conservative in the political sense of the word, but also conservative Christianity, it's happening right now. It's not as if you're hypothecating
right.
about
right.
someday, somehow. Ali just did a huge amount of research for my book, Zeitgeist 2025, talking about the tech oligarchy and all the methodology, how this is owned by just a few major corporations, but they're the ones controlling speech. It's literally Orwell's 1984
yeah.
and the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah.
And everything is actually topsy-turvy. The Ministry of Truth is actually the propagandizing of lies. The Ministry of Plenty is actually socialism through starvation. Everything is absolutely the opposite of what they're saying, but it's the words they put on it, and it's how they make you feel good. And Ali, at the end of the day, it really is what Marx had said in his Communist Manifesto. You're not going to bring an army over the seas into the United States of America and overthrow this country. The way you're going to do it is by infiltrating higher education, academia.
Absolutely.
And little by little, the drip, drip, drip of the progressive propaganda is going to make its way through your educational systems until finally someday young people are going to stand up and, yeah, we support socialism. They don't
yeah.
know why they support socialism. They don't even know how it works. They don't understand the economic mm-hmm. indicators, the ramifications of between that and capitalism, or as you said a minute ago, what Thatcher said about socialism being a great idea until you run out of other people's money mm-hmm. to give away. But right now it's happening. Massive mm-hmm. increases in taxation. And the way they'll phrase that is, we're going to tax the rich, boy. We're coming after you. It's time. You're going to pay your part. Well, but what the middle class mostly doesn't understand is you do that to the guy that creates jobs, the cost of durable goods just
yep.
went up because
right.
he's going to, the cost of your car went up, your refrigerator
yep.
went up.
Right.
Well, and he's going to cut jobs.
Yeah, and you're going to lose jobs. You are going to pay for
the
that.
Raise that you may have gotten. Well, he can't afford
it. He can't afford
it.
Mm-hmm.
Quality of life that you may have gotten, yep. company credit card, travel.
Yeah.
He's
the landlord's got to raise your rent. Mm-hmm. One way or another, you are going to pay for
that's
this.
Right.
Now,
well,
Tom, you'll recall, you recommended that I put at the top of my book, Progressive Evil, the quotation from Nikita Khrushchev, which said, you know, and this was decades and decades ago, we will take over America from within.
Mm-hmm.
And that's precisely what they're doing today. You know, I've gone through the extremist training that the Pentagon put out. And, you know, how they define what an extremist is, I can see at a future point that I clearly will be classified as
sure.
an extremist
oh, absolutely.
Because I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord
yep.
and Savior. I believe there is truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are fundamentals of a Christian, an evangelical in this world. And yet, we are so ostracized. We are attacked because of that. You know, what people need to do is to read books like The Black Book of Communism and see the ravages of over 100 million people at the hands of Stalin and Mao that have perished directly because they refuse to bow a knee to these heinous people. And yet, what is happening within our culture?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use the illustration in a presentation I'm going to use for your conference, Tom. I use the illustration of the boiling frog. Most people do not understand
yeah.
that a frog is not so stupid they're going to allow themselves to be boiled alive. They won't do that. They'll jump out. We in the United States, I'm afraid, are not as smart as a frog. We are allowing ourselves to be boiled
yes.
all around. The last few months, we have yeah. seen major changes within our culture that have really alienated a lot of us, and yet we sit back quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else needs to do something. If our founders had done that in 1776, we wouldn't be free this day.
Right. Yeah.
They risked it all, and they went out there and say, no, that's the line. You will not cross that. And when they did, they took action.
Right.
We're losing our nation if we don't come to the rescue of what we believe to be truth in this culture.
And then do you think that this is also going to be happening from within the church itself? You can see the progressive movement inside much of organized and institutionalized Christianity today that is saying some of the same issues about those of us, the evangelical right.
Right.
We really need to be silenced. We're like the terrorists or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to come even from within what we would call Christianity versus Christianity.
Well, and that's one of the things, too, that we're even seeing that in our school, even here locally, you know, because we did end up pulling our children out of the school. But I've heard other parents, and parents are not involved in what their children are learning at school. So they're already pre-programming your children at your school. And if you don't know what they're teaching, that's a problem. Parents need to stand up and figure out what they are teaching their kids. You have to be involved in what your kids are learning, because we've even had close people to us that have been persecuted by teachers in the school because of their stance on Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Just asking questions.
Just asking questions and saying, oh, well, my parents don't believe that, or I don't believe that because I go to church and this is what my Bible is telling me. Mm-hmm. But then the teacher is getting onto them and saying, well, that's not true, and this, and making them feel stupid in front of the other kids.
And it's okay now for the kids to heckle that kid because he's a fringy, loony kid.
Well, now under the Biden administration, the U.S. Department of Education is providing grants that is going to mandate the Marxist philosophy of critical race theory and even the disproven 1619 project and all that kind of stuff. And so your children will be being told that just based on the color of their skin, that they already are at odds with what is good for humanity.
Right.
So a lot of pressure.
It's big time.
This is a different discussion, I guess, but it breaks my heart to think that children are such a gift from God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we have such a responsibility to raise them to be critical thinkers.
Yep.
The reason you got to get rid of capitalism has to do with rugged individualism.
Right.
The one thing that Marxism, socialism cannot flourish within are freedom-loving, gun-toting, Bible-believing people who appreciate their freedom and liberty and basically say to the government, if you'll just get out of the way, we will take and make this happen. So that's at the core of a lot of what we're seeing.
Can we all agree that we are in the middle of a cultural revolution?
Absolutely.
One of the things that you talk about in your new book, Bob, and I want to ask you, who do you think is behind orchestrating this movement in our country? Obviously, it doesn't just occur to all of the civilians to get up one day and start dismantling their own country. They have to be motivated by a long intravenous drip, drip, drip of misinformation, lies, fake media. Who do you think is orchestrating all of that?
Well, it's in part a number of pieces. What Catherine brings up about education. Back in the 30s, when John Dewey was, promoting this curricula across the schools and doing away with parental involvement and radicalizing our education system, and I go into this in Progressive Evil. But at the same time, in the mid-30s, what was happening? Well, in 1933, Adolf Hitler became the Chancellor of Germany. In 1935, the Frankfurt School, which was all Jewish intellectuals that were Marxists, John Dewey went to Germany and brought all those Marxists into the United States thanks to the Rockefeller Foundation funding. And where did they put them? They put them in Hollywood. They put them in Columbia. They put them in Princeton. Sure. They put them in the Ivy League schools. They invested in the messages out of Hollywood. They invested in the messages out of journalism schools and out of education colleges.
Yeah.
And they began to transform that entire institution, the established education institution in the United States. So that's why we're getting this terrible stuff in our public education. And that's why, grandparents like me want our children, my grandchildren, out of those environments because I know how radical it is. Now, they do the same thing exactly in the media. And it's by design. And I go into it, and give me liberty, is how they purposely focused and how the communists, the Marxists, went into these major media outlets and manipulated the messages, and how we had tolerance from the Franklin Delano Roosevelt people, how we had tolerance from the Truman, how we had tolerance all the way through to the present time. And then back to what Tom was saying, I am very concerned that the church is divided. And we have, you know, Molotov, when he was prime minister under Stalin, he said, we're going to infiltrate the churches in the West so we can compromise. And what do they do? The World Council of Churches, they put communists in there behind the scenes. Now, how do they do it in our country? They infiltrate our seminaries. They really go after religious freedom. They go after us in the courts time and again. You know, they distort what the truth is. And they've been incredibly successful, unfortunately, because too often we Christians kind of sit back and say, well, that's the world. I'm going to be doing the Lord's work. Well, the Lord's work is out there doing what needs to be done for our culture. Right. Otherwise, we're going to lose. We're totally going to lose this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other part of that is that Christians of a former generation, the great generation, but these were people who were taught to be critical thinkers in philosophy and theology. They had to know the word. This was before, you know, the internet. You couldn't just go on the internet and type in a text and get every place in the Bible where it's referenced. You had to know the Bible. You had to know the word. You had to be able to quote it. And it got down in your soul. You know, the Bible says of the word, it says it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and marrow and joint, and is a discerner of the thoughts and of the intents of the heart. What a magnificent portion of Scripture that tells you how dramatically you, from the inside out, can be transformed into a living agent of God just by knowing the Word of God.
Yeah.
Well, today, our college professors don't know nothing. Give me Logos software, and I'll look it up and find out what I'm supposed to do. But the Word is not in them.
Right.
Therefore, they are highly susceptible to having their theology contaminated by the world's philosophical ideas and Marxism and socialism. It all sounds so good. Oh, well, it's our job. Jesus was a socialist. It's our job to take care of all of the people in the world. America became a great nation because we were a capitalist nation, but we were also a God-fearing nation, and we supported Israel and had their back, all of which we are turning our back on today. Right.
There's another element to that, too, and that's the fact that they were an empowered generation. And our generation right now, I feel, suffers from learned helplessness to some degree, and they don't feel empowered to help themselves. And look at the COVID narrative. You know, don't help yourself, we'll help you. That's been repeatedly said for about a year now. And so you have a generation of people who are just kind of going, okay, you know, what do I do next? You tell me and I'll show up, kind of thing. And that was not like this generation you're talking about. They had an entirely different philosophy and empowerment.
We're going to have to go to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We're going to continue this explosive discussion on the other side.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times, reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America, explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution, provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Oren's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny, demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer. The Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. With only a few minutes left, Bob, I want to dive straight back into the conversation. Before we went to the break, we were talking about socialism, Marxism, its popularity as it's gaining here in the United States, young people being, mm-hmm. Basically propagandized to death in their public school systems to believe in a bunch of programs that are basically packaged in welfare that are really what you describe in your book so well as essentially the footsteps towards Marxism. That there's only a sliding scale between socialism and then eventually Marxism, that it's all the same branding. It's just where are you as the frog in the boiling pot? How hot is the water and where are you on that sliding scale? But you say that even in our own Democratic Party, that there are people that at least have Marxist leanings, if not concealing the fact that they themselves are completely Marxist.
Yeah, I have an entire chapter about them. Democratic Party as a co-conspirator in the revolution tearing apart our country. President Trump last fall made it very clear. He said that, quote, the choice in November is going to be very simple. There's never been a time where there's such a difference. One is probably communism. They keep saying socialism. I think they've gone over that one. He said that a number of times.
Yes, he did.
And he was absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Aesop, who was an ancient Greek storyteller, said the following: a man is known by the company he keeps. Well, it's true for a woman, too. And interestingly, that when Mr. Biden selected Kamala Harris as his running mate, here we had the perfect candidate, half black, half Indian, a woman, someone overflowing with Marxist-like ideas and associations. She comes from a ultra-leftist background. Now, consider the policies that she embraced when she was the most leftist senator in the U.S. Senate. Green New Deal, Obama's Iran nuclear deal, college for all freebies, massive tax increases up to 70% perhaps, taking over all of health care. She wanted to, repeal the statute that makes illegal border crossings a criminal offense. Harris is very pro-communist China. And, oh, by the way, so is President Biden's son, Hunter, as we all know. Harris was raised by two hardcore leftists, Berkeley-based Afro-American Association members who supported Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. Okay. Two members of that organization, Huey Newton and Bobby Seale, created the Black Panther Movement Party. Harris's own husband, Doug Emhoff, is a member, a lawyer in DLA Piper. They have 30 years of working with the communist Chinese, 140 lawyers in Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Beijing. The leader of that group was appointed by the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. What is that? That's the Senior Advisory Council to the Communist Party in China.
Wow.
So, is Harris a communist? I don't know. But she certainly has a lot of associations. In fact, her former lover, San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, was a known friend of the communist premier at that particular time, and he supported the Communist Party USA's youth wing. So, yes, she has all the markings of someone that is a true Marxist. Will she become president? Well, I don't know, but that's incredibly dangerous. Then you have all these organizations, which I have in Give Me Liberty, not just the Communist Party USA, but you have, you know, of course, the Democratic Socialist Party. You have others. Now, it's interesting that Sanders, who was running for president a couple of times, brought thousands of people within the Democratic Party, DSA members. Some of those members are known Marxists. For instance, you have Kurt Stahn. He worked for the Stasi in the East German Enforcement Organization. His wife was an attorney in the Pentagon who gave away state secrets to an undercover FBI agent, and she spent time in jail. These are true radicals that are part of the Democratic Party today. Now, you have a host of others. For instance, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization. It's a Maoist organization. It's funded by Ford Foundation and by George Soros. What did they do in the Minneapolis riots this past summer? They documented in their own material. They not only encouraged rioting, they brought supplies to the rioters. Yes. This is a communist organization. So you have in the Democratic Party not only a lot of people themselves that are doing the types of things that are turning this country in the wrong direction, but you have supporters outside that always vote Democratic, that always encourage. Now, once the Democrats take over totally, then the communists are going to subsume them. And that's their ultimate objective, is to subsume the United States. As you know, some communist leaders said in the past, we want a Soviet United States. Wow. We are moving in that direction if we're not very careful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you mentioned Willie Brown, with whom Kamala had an open affair while she was still married to another man. Yeah. That's actually what kickstarted her political career.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not to say she slept her way to the top, as they say, but it is how her career got started. But Willie was also a strong supporter of Jim Jones and helped him actually with the whole thing in Ghana. So now it appears that they want all of us to drink the Kool-Aid, right?
Wow.
Yeah. It's not going to end well.
So, Bob, with just about a minute left, a lot of the viewers at home may want to ask you this. So on behalf of everybody here, I think we're all curious. We've talked about our school systems being eroded, teachers' unions. We're going to get into a lot more of that next week. But also Marxism and how communist China might be working with allies here in the United States to poison a lot of what we're learning seeing in terms of fake news, the propaganda that's in our education systems. Do you think communist China, do you think that they're involved in the utilization of the topic of Marxism to influence our society?
We are involved in an ideological war with China that started a long time ago. The communist Chinese will not survive if we were successful in promoting human rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and so forth. That would do away with the Communist Party. So they've pulled out all stops.
Exactly.
Mao Zedong and a press, especially the current president, President Xi, has made it very clear they're at war with the United States. And in fact, I said so 3 years ago in Alliance of Evil. I said we're at war on four fronts, and we are losing people. We are losing against Communist China. And they have been so involved over the last few years, and things are turning in a very, very bad direction. And if we don't get tough with them, we're not going to end up as the winner.
I believe you're absolutely correct in your assertion that it is a war. If election outcomes reflected the vast number of people that had voted in the last election, I think we might be faced with something totally different than we're experiencing now. Folks, the book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, the author, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, who will return next week to discuss how communists have infiltrated our public school system in an effort to indoctrinate an entire generation. For everybody in studio, everybody on panel, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.